Concrete Rose, Part 2, Growth, Chapter 12. Damn, that was wild. Me and Lisa lying in her bed, all sweaty and panting. We went at it for hours. All right, an hour. All right, more like 15, 20, 10 minutes. Either way, I did the damn thing. This was the first time we ever had sex without protection. I see what the homies mean. It do feel different. I was careful, though, just like I said I'd be. I brushed Lisa's hair back and kissed her forehead. Your boy made her sweat them baby hairs out. Hell yeah. Damn, I miss you. She cuddled up against me. I can't lie, I missed you too. I could tell, the way you were screaming. Lisa smacked my chest. You play too much. I smirk. She can't deny the truth. I close my eyes. Lying here with Lisa, there ain't no gunshots. There ain't no dead cousins. There's only us. Till a car hum into the driveway. Lisa sits straight up. Oh shit, my mama. Shit. We jump out of bed. Lisa throw on a t-shirt and shorts, and I throw on my pants. Damn, wait, my boxers. Gotta put on my boxers. The front door open. I'm home, Miss Montgomery call out. Come out and get these groceries out the car. Shit, shit, shit. Lisa shoved me towards her window and pushed me halfway out of it. Go, she hiss, then holler. Be there in a minute, Mama. Wait, I say, straddling the ledge. I love you. See you later this week. I lean over to get a kiss. Lisa stepped back, biting her bottom lip. I'm sorry about Dre. Hold up. Did she? Is she swerving me? Lisa, she gave me a slight nudge and I hit the grass in her backyard. Lisa closed the window behind me and let her mama know she come in. I glance round. I can't go out the front gate or Miss Montgomery gonna see me. Can't go down the driveway, she'll see me. I climb over their fence and into the yard behind theirs. A Rottweiler charge at me and I almost piss myself. Thank God a chain hold it back. I go out the gate, hauling ass down the street. It's the next day and I don't understand what went down with Lisa. I thought we was cool again. I mean, damn. She let me hit, told me she missed me. I tell her I love her and tried to make plans, and she pushed me out the window. I tried to call her once I got home, but she still got my number blocked. Girl's confusing as hell, man. I almost called Dre to get his advice. He always know how to help me with Lisa. Then I remembered. Life with him won't ever be normal. I'm working in Mr. Wyatt's store today. Usually I'm off on Sundays, but Mr. Wyatt's nephew, Jamal, couldn't come in today, and I told Mr. Wyatt I could. I gotta do something to keep Dre out of my head. Plus, let's be real, your boy need the money. I hate to think how my check gonna look after a week off from work. Ma agreed to watch Seven for me. Said she'd love some time with her man. I bet she need a distraction, and baby's good at helping you forget death. Probably because they're so new. Mr. Wyatt got a long list to keep me busy. First I got to mop the floors, and then he want me to restock the shelves. After that, I'll put his sales posters in the windows. He run in a special on pork chops and turnip greens. Once that's done, he say you've got a whole nother list for me. Meanwhile, he out on the sidewalk with Mr. Lewis and Mr. Reuben. Mr. Reuben owned the barbecue joint across the street. The three of them laughing and talking like they ain't got businesses to run. I guess that's how it go when you the boss. Other people do the hard work and you hang with your homies. Shit, I'm trying to get like them. I dip the mop into the bucket and slap it onto the floor. I mopped all the aisles and now I'm in the back near the office. Mr. Wyatt want the floors to shine so bright you can see your reflection. The phone ring in the office. I put down the wet floor sign, so why I dash towards his office like I don't know it's slippery. Almost bust my ass. And it's the wrong damn number. The lady catch an attitude when I tell her this ain't the church's chickens on Magnolia. Hope she get bubble guts. I start to put the phone down, but I stop. I bet Lisa ain't blocked the number to the store. I see the sidewalk real good from here. Mr. Wyatt busy running his mouth with his friends. He won't notice me using his office phone. I quickly dial Lisa's number. Oh, hell yeah, the phone ring. She didn't block my work number. It ring again and again and then, hello? Golly, it's Miss Montgomery. When Lisa's mama met me, she gave me one hard glare and been giving me that same hard glare ever since. She think I'm a no good thug and done grounded Lisa plenty of times to keep us apart. Lisa would sneak out to see me anyway, and it only led to her mama hating me more. I clear my throat. No matter how much Miss Montgomery don't like me, Ma told me to show her respect regardless. Hi, Miss Montgomery, how you doing? Well, look who it is, she says. Mr. I get other girls pregnant. You got some nerve calling my daughter after what you did. Show respect, show respect. I'm sorry, Miss Montgomery. Is it okay if I speak to Lisa? You don't have a damn thing to speak to her about. Lisa is done with you. Your little thuggish, ruggish, bonehead behind better not come near her or I've got something for you. Do I make myself clear? Miss Montgomery, she hung up. God damn, she just had to be the one to answer the phone. The bell on the door ding up front. I hurry out of Mr. Wyatt's office as him and Mr. Lewis step into the store. I grab the mop and get back to work like I never stopped. Mr. Lewis eyed me suspiciously. Boy, you ain't finished mopping yet. You slow as hell. Jemima would have finished by now. I don't know why you put up with this, Clarence. I can't stand Mr. Lewis for real. He always tripping. You come in his shop with your pants sagging, he make you leave. You rep Kinglaw's or Garden Disciples don't come through the door. He wouldn't cut Pop's hair, and everybody loved Pop's. Mr. Lewis on some old bullshit. Since when did I ask for your opinion on my employee, Cletus? Mr. Wyatt asked. Cletus? This fool named Cletus? You need somebody's opinion, Mr. Lewis says. Hurry up, boy. You ought to hop in my chair and let me cut that mess off your head. Somebody need to cut that mess off yours, I mumble, because his Jerry Curl ass don't need to talk about nobody's hair. What was that, he asked. Nothing, Mr. Lewis. He go, uh-huh, like he's not convinced. It's ridiculous that you done made Faye a grandma as young as she is. Ridiculous. You know how to use a condom? I can give you some tips. I know they say lambskin ones feel good, but... Oh, hell no. I'm not having this conversation with him. Hell no. You want me to sweep the curb, Mr. Wyatt? Mr. Wyatt's lips twitch like he want to laugh. That would be nice. I grab the broom out of the storage room and walk outside so damn fast. Marigold pretty calm on some days. Reuben's the busiest place on the block. Folks come in and out in dresses and suits, looking straight out of church. Me and Mar only go to church for funerals. Mar says she don't need a building to be close to God. A couple of girls come out of Reuben's and clothes so tight I doubt they went to church. One of them is Layla, Aisha's best friend. The other is Aisha. I drop the broom and run across the street. Yo, Aisha! She looked dead at me. Dead at me. And I swear she walked faster. What the hell? I catch up with her and grab her arm. Hey! She snatch away. Get your hands off of me. Oh, hell no. Don't be grabbing my girl, Layla shouts. I put my hands up. Never get two black girls riled up. Shit, don't get one riled up. I ain't mean nothing by it, I swear. Aisha, where you been? She look at Layla. Go on, girl. I'll catch up with you later. You sure? Yeah, it's fine. Layla give me a stank eye. She brush past me and go on her way. Aisha hug herself tight. How's my baby? You can answer my questions. Where you been? Your mum said you moved out. I did. She was getting on my nerves. I've been staying with different friends. Being homeless ain't good for a baby. That's why I haven't come and got him. Hold up. She's standing up here with hair and nails freshly done, wearing new Fila sneakers and Tommy Hilfiger clothes. I'm really supposed to believe you're homeless? Can you believe what you want to believe, Maverick? I'm telling the truth. Fine. Besides, Marseille's paw doesn't always look the same. Okay then, you're homeless. Dad, don't explain why you haven't visited Seven. Seven? She says. What the hell is a Seven? That's our son's new name. Hold up. How are you going to rename my baby without asking me? It's obviously not official yet, since I need you for that, but it's the name he answers to now. He don't need to be named after King, no way. He's my son. So you named him after a number? Once again, I got to explain. Seven is a number of perfection. He perfect, ain't he? Aisha's eyes get dim. They drift down to concrete. He too perfect for a mama who couldn't handle him. This girl dipped on our son, and I should be mad as hell, yet I feel bad for her. Aisha, you can't beat yourself up, all right? This parenting shit is hard. You don't have to deal with it by yourself no more. We can take care of him together. I need to go. Aisha, hold up. She done ran off.